This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with leading, it has pushed me to push myself.
Brick by Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
Makes sense? And we do this every day because we're too afraid to confront our own issues. So we dump our issues on other people, and then we make them have issues so we can feel like we're better than them. That's exactly what we do. That is exactly what we do. You can dress it up however you want to dress it up. That is exactly what we do. I need to tear you down to my level. But then just a little bit more, because I need to reign superior over you. Right, so I said this to you today, but I'll take it out of the context in which I said it. I want you to be silent so I can be comfortable around you. But then I also want you to be rowdy so I can be superior to you. Be quiet, because be me. In order for me to coexist with you, I need you to be me. But at the same time, you can't be me too much, because I like that too much. I need you to have some issues. I need to anger you, and I need you to lose your mind a few times so I can feel better than you. Make sense? And we get into our relationships like that. Not just our intimate relationships, even our casual relationships. If you're a better coworker than you are a spouse, you're the problem. If you're a better coworker than you are a significant other, you are the problem. If you have a work you and a home you, you are the problem. Straight up. If you can't be the same both at work and home, now I get that. There's a professional environment. We all build professionalism, and that's okay. I'm not speaking of that. I'm saying you're nice to everyone, and you take all the abuse at work, but you don't take any at home? Yeah. You're the problem. How do you walk? I mean, when do you know? When you're destructive, or when that person is destructive to you. Now, some things can be saved, but that's how you know. It's like, let me use you as an example again. If I'm with you, in fact, I just had to do this, unfortunately. If I'm with you, and I'll pour into you and make you better, but you never make me better, and this consistently happens over time, and you're getting better because you're with me, but I'm getting worse because I'm with you, I should not be in that relationship. Doesn't matter how close we are. Doesn't matter if we're church members. Doesn't matter if I shouldn't be in that relationship. At all. Well, what if we got kids? I shouldn't be in that relationship. What you need to do is be completely cordial and show a good parenting model for your child. And sometimes you can't do that together, because you're too busy arguing. But since it's a wonderful example to where one family here, one family here, but both the exes get along and the significant others of the exes get along, you're teaching your child, hey, blood don't matter. Family is family. Does that make sense? Now, I'm not telling you to make that kind of family, but I am saying if you stay in a relationship because you want your child not to be sad with a divorce, so you want them to graduate high school, and you go, okay, yeah, great, we're going to stick around until we get to high school, no problem. But if you argue all the way to high school, what you've done is successfully let your child go to high school, but you taught him how to disrespect women. Mm-hmm. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a time check. Right? You have to be able. But here's it. None of this makes sense until you start treating people better than they treat you. Like, that's the point. That's why you're here. You have to. There's no other objective. There's no other objective. Now I feel I'm looking at two of you got questions. So let me just I see it on your face. Respond, and then I didn't point you to the two, right? But respond. Respond. Say what that is. It's there. It's on both of your faces. Say what that is.
I feel like I'm being a little selfish.
Fair enough. Who else feels like they're being selfish?
I feel like I'm being selfish for... Yeah.
Fair enough. So here's the deal. You got one of two options. You got to stop being selfish and you walk away. Where are you? Because here's the deal. It's real easy to walk away.
And that's why I feel like I'm being selfish.
Yeah. So stop walking away and start planning into your significant other what they deserve. No, let me say it better than that. Start planning into your significant other way more than what they deserve. Because that's the problem. The problem is, you go, well, I give you what you deserve. But if you have a low opinion of who you with, and don't you think you can't do that, a lot of you have low opinions of the person that you with, then you treat them according to your low opinion of them. So you need to treat them far better than the person that you're with. Does that make sense? You need to go way past it. If that doesn't make sense, let me say it in a slightly, go ahead, I got you, slightly derogatory way or something. Treat them just as good as the person you're fantasizing about while you're with them. I said it's going to be a little derogatory, right? But if you're that bad, if it's that bad, you're fantasizing about being with someone, whether it's your dream guy. It had to be a real person. It's just, you're at the point where the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Okay, so treat them like you're on the other side of the fence. Like, man, if I had a chance to do it all over again, I would. Okay, do that. Whatever that I would is, do it to them. Make sense? Okay, you had a question or response.
You basically said what I was thinking. Like, treat him. Don't like, basically, treat him how I see him in the future. Like, because I can see... I see him a certain way in the future, but the person I see now is the person that is making me kind of like...
Fair enough.
So if I treat him like the person I see in the future, and so basically that's like, if I treat him like the person I see in the future, then that's pouring like twice as much into him.
That's right. Probably even more than that. That's absolutely correct. Here's the deal. It's not fair that you ever treat anybody for what they are today. Because remember, this is just science, right? And I've said this before, but I'll just say it again. People are always living in a residual effect of what they planted. So their harvest today is not who they are today. It's what they planted years ago, days ago, weeks ago. So when you're treating someone how they are today, you're saying literally, forget your harvest in the future. Like, forget what you're planting today. I hate you for your harvest. Now, it's not fair to hate someone for their harvest today when it happened, when that seed was planted 2 years ago. So you're literally traveling back in the past and judging somebody in the past. That past is caught up with them today. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's just science. That's just pure science. So you always treat people for who they could become, not for who they are. Always. You always treat people for who they can become, not for who they are. Never. You always look at the potential of a person and you treat them that way. That doesn't mean you have to hang around forever. Like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, this, don't confuse the two. Don't be like, well, I'm just gonna look at your potential. What? If you don't see anybody planting seeds to do anything, that's not potential. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're saying, I know what you can be, that's potential. But if they're not planting any seeds, then they're actually telling you exactly who they are. Does that make sense? They're telling you over and over again. This is who I am. I'm not changing. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You. Okay, I'm not going to judge you by your harvest. Just start looking at what people are planting. Don't judge people by the harvest. Judge them by what they plant. Because if that's like, don't look at them for what they have. Look at them for what they're putting in the ground. And don't let people put bad seeds into the ground and then convince you that's not the seed they put in it. People that do that. Oh, no, I love you. But I'm watching you put you hate me into the ground. I'm watching. I'm watching it. Doesn't matter what you're telling me. I'm watching you despise me into the ground. I'm not saying leave immediately. Just listen. I'm watching you. Like, I get what you're saying, but what you're planting. I don't get to eat cash or deposit anything you're saying, but I have to pay for everything you plant, good or bad. Make sense? Yeah, you can't take my mouth to the bank. Only what I put into the ground. Make sense? All right. A few more questions. Because remember, we're talking about twice is better. I'm going to get some closing thoughts in a little bit.
You got to answer mine.
Answer yours. All right. So here we go. Listen. You'll never be happy. You'll never be successful until you be happy. But the deal is, if you don't master treating people twice as good or more than they treat you, you'll never be happy. Hear me well. Oprah she's not a billionaire because she got happy as a billionaire. She would never have that money had she not already been happy when she was poor. And she could never be happy while she was poor if she let other people dictate how she was going to feel. So you can't be happy and let people ruin your mood. So the only way to stop people from ruining your mood is not to care, and I don't mean it in a bad way, not to focus, that's a better way, it's a more positive way to say that, not to focus on what people do to you, only focus on what you do to them. See, your energy is in the wrong place. I mean, you wonder why you keep going backwards, because your energy is going backwards. Your energy, when you're focusing on how you treat, when you focus on how they treat you, your energy is in the wrong place. Your energy is in a place in which you cannot control, and then you wonder why you don't have any control over your life. If your energy is always in places in which you have no control, you'll never have control of your own life. So what happens, it's very simple. It's uber simple. It's your focus is in the wrong place. Focus on what you can control, and that's how you treat people. When you decide in your heart, mind, whatever you want to say, conscious, soul, spirit, religious or not, it doesn't matter. The terminologies are they're different, but the objective is the same. When you decide, when you make a decision to focus on how you're going to treat people, you will always be happy. Because your happiness is no longer based on what they do to you. It's based on what you do. So you'll be sad when you go, man, I could have did better. And then you'll be super happy, not when you achieve perfection, but when you go, you know what, I gave a good effort. I didn't get it all right. I could have kept my mouth, I could have listened better, but I'm really proud of myself. How many times have you said it, right? I'm really proud of myself for the effort in which I gave. Did you notice that the last 20 seconds of what I just said had nothing to do with you? Like, had nothing to do with what's outside of me? Had everything to do with what's me? I determine my future because I determine my seeds. Like, my future is simply predicated on the seeds in which I plant today. But you'll never plant good seeds angry at people. Because you're either going to change this good seeds in your hand and plant angry ones, or you're going to be so angry you'll keep those seeds in your hand and nothing happens until it goes into the ground. Now, I said this here, I'll say it again. I didn't say it in this class, but seeds, harvests happen when you let it go. The word forgive literally means to let go. It literally means to release. That, if you think about that, that changes your whole objective of what forgive is. Like a seed can never grow in your hand until you let it go and drop it into the ground. You'll never get a harvest. You can have all the great seeds. As a matter of fact, if you're religious, God has already put into you the seeds that you need to be successful. If you're not religious, you were already born with everything inside your genetic makeup for you to be exactly who you were supposed to be or want to be. Okay? Either way, saying the same thing. Basically, if you keep holding those seeds on the inside of you and you never take them out and put them into the ground, you'll never be what you want. And people, your reaction to people will always determine what you plant. You might want to write that down. Your reaction to people will always determine what you plant. Now, underline it, highlight it, text it to yourself, take a screenshot. Your reaction to people will always determine what you plant. Always. If you react well to people, you'll plant good seeds. If you react poor to people, you'll plant bad seeds. You will never be successful if you do not master treating people far better than they treat you. Why? Because if you treat them worse, you plant bad seeds because you're upset or you get upset. If you focus on them, you'll never do anything productive in your own life. So you can never be happy focusing on what people do to you. But you'll always be happy focusing on what you do to yourself and to others. That's your challenge. Your challenge this week is real simple. From this moment forth, your happiness belongs to you. That's your challenge. Your happiness belongs to you. For the rest of this week, every situation you encounter, decide this situation would not be controlled by anything but me. And I don't mean aggressive control. I'm talking about your happiness, right? Let me say that better. My happiness would not be controlled by anything in this situation but me. Got it? All week long, you get into an argument. You can be happy while someone is arguing with you. Because that argument doesn't have to get planted inside of you. Like you mentioned earlier, the river going rocky and soda. Yeah, all those little bad seeds they're spewing at you, you gotta go in. Hit the ground. You're just casting seeds everywhere. Don't let it hit you. Again, one more time. You walk out of here the rest of the week until we meet again. Every situation you encounter, decide that you're happy.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.